Okay, Shavua Tov, we're in Perek Yud in Hilchos Ishus, and we've been talking about the halachas of Erison. We're going to continue both with more of those halachas as well as getting into the Ksuba, which is also the focus of this Perek. So in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Hamaris is a Isha, Uberach Berachas Chasanim. So as we recall, Ma'aris here refers to the Kedushin, meaning that there was an exchange, he gave her the object, and they're married, so she's usher to other men. But they have not consummated the marriage yet. And he made the bracha, Birchas Chasanam, those brachas we discussed last week. But if they didn't have yichud yet, meaning if they weren't together alone in his home, she's still considered an arusa. So the brachas you make after, remember, we do Birchas Erison, then there's the act of Kedushin, then there's the, what we call Sheva brachas, okay? And then comes Knisa L'Chuppah. So even though you made the Birchas Nisuin, which are the brachas on the post-Kiddushin, it still doesn't mean that she's now considered fully married to him. Ires V'Kanas L'Chuppah, the low Berach Birchas Hasanam. Now let's say they did the Kiddushin, and he brought her home, and they had Bia, but they didn't make the Sheva brachas. Harezu Nisua Gemura. That's considered a complete nisuin. They're married even without the brachas. V'chozim avarach afil achar kama yomim. And you can go ahead and make the brachas at some later date. So the brachas are not ma'akiv. V'lo tinase nida ad shetitayer. All right, so if a woman's in, if she is nida, what do you call it? She should not get married until obviously she's tahar. V'im avarachan la berachas chasanam ad shetitayer. And not only that, you should not make the berachas chasanam until she's tahar. Vim avar benasa uberach inochozim avar. However, if she went ahead and did go through nisuin and made the brachas, you not go back and make the brachas again. Okay, Lachas Zayin begins some of the lachas of Ksuba. So he says v'tzarich lichtov Ksuba kodem knisa l'chuppa. So Ksuba must be written prior to him bringing her to his home. V'akirach yeh mutter beishto. So that's one more requirement necessary for her to be completely permitted to him. The chassan knows in schar so fair, and the chassan is obligated to pay for the ksuba to be written. The kamahu kosev la. Okay, so how much is the ksuba worth, or the ksuba here means how much is he going to have to pay her in the case of divorce? Im haisa besula. So if she has never been married before, if she's a virgin, ein kosev la pachos yimasayim dinar. So the ksuba must have a minimum value, or you must promise to pay her no less than 200 dinar. Then beula, if she had already been married, ain kosum la pachos mi'a dinar. Then it can't be less than 100. Vizehu nikra ikar ksuba. So the whole ksuba, okay, if everything in the ksuba comes down to this idea of the masayim zuz. Outside of that, everything else is is separate. Vim ratzel la hosifla. Afilu kikar zav mosif. Now he is allowed to, which we do in ksuba today. He has the right to add as much as he wants, even if it's one kikar. Okay, v'dina tosefes v'dina ikar echad hu l'rov advarim. So what it called? There's no difference between what it called the halacha is about what the additional part as well as the normal amount. It doesn't make a difference. L'fika kol makom shenavu ksuba stam. So when we say the word ksuba, we're not just referring to the 200 dinar, we're even including in that term any additional amount he would give. And again, if you look at a ksuba today, that's what they contain. The chachamim heim shetiknu ksuba l'isha kadesh lotia kala be'inav lehotzia. Why do the chachamim say a ksuba is critical? Because it has to be important that he not divorce her so easily. Divorce must be taken very seriously, and one way to ensure that's the case is to force the chassan, so to speak, to pay her money. And the knowledge that you have to pay her money would prevent divorce. Halacha ches. Now, what are these dinar? And the Rambam is going to go through a little bit of currency for a second. Dinar eila lo tikno osam min a kesef ator elam imatbea shaya ba'osan yamim. So the dinar, it wasn't talking about a dinar made out of silver. Rather, it's about a certain type of coin that they used in those days, which was shahaya shiva chalakim nechoshes v'chelak echad kesef ad shiya besela chatzi zuz kesef. Basically, it was seven parts copper, one part silver, and ultimately it came out to a sella, which is a half of zuz kesef. V'nimsu masayim dinarim shal basula chamish v'eshrim dinar shal kesef v'meyah shal ba'ula shtem asar dinar u'mechza. So what it comes out to is 200 dinar are equal to 25 zuz of silver, and 100, and what it called, and 100 is equal to 12 and a half. U'mishka kol dinar sheish v'tishim s'oros. And as we've seen this before, the weight of each zuz comes out, of each dinar comes out to 96 barley corns. Kamoshim b'arna b'tchilas erevin. But the word dinar, right, which is also called zuz, it can be used to include both cases of silver as well as the coins. So that term has a certain amount of equivocation to it. Okay, lachatas. Now, back to the ksuba. Ein poksin lebesula mimasayim lebula mimea. So there's a certain bottom amount. It can't be less than 200 for besula, and it can't be less than 100 for beula. V'cholapoches be'ilaso be'ilaznus. Now, what's amazing is that anyone who makes a ksuba with less than that amount, less than the minimum requirement, that's actually considered be'ilaznus. It's a prohibited, so to speak, sexual relations, even though it's a rabbana. Echad akosev es ksuba b'shtar. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean there has to actually be a contract, okay? It could even be that there are edim, and they hear him say to her, I promise you I will give you 200 zuz if we get divorced. That's considered sufficient. And also if he gave his wife certain things he owned, right, against the value of the ksuba, so to speak, as security, that's mutter. So what do you call it? That would be good enough for him to use until he goes ahead and writes a ksuba. So let's say the case was is that he said, listen, I'm going to write you a ksuba. For the time being, here, hold on to this this baseball that's signed by Babe Ruth. What do you call it? And their mutter, it's permitted for them to go ahead and consummate the marriage. And he could say, listen, and I'll write a ksuba later on. Halacha yud. Now, Kone says that Isha velokas of laksuba, right? O shekas of avashtar ksuba. O she machlo ksuvasa labaila. O she machlo ksuvasa. So these are cases where, let's say he consummates the marriage without writing ksuba, or he wrote it and it got lost, which is always a big problem, as you'll see. Or let's say she was mochel. She says, I don't need a ksuba from you. Or let's say she sold the ksuba. Choser vekosev la ikr ksuba in ratza lakaima. So what it called? So he must go back and write another ksuba. That must be done. Because a man cannot live with his wife for even 1 hour without a ksuba. But let's say a woman went ahead and sold a ksuba for some type of benefit. That's it. She lost her shot. The reason why the Chachamim were misakin the ksuba, because they didn't want it to make it like an easy matter for him to divorce her. But here, in this instance, the what it called, if he went ahead and divorced her, he had to go ahead and pay the ksuba to the person who purchased it, just like as if she had not sold it at all. So now let's add this back to the equation he's been talking about. Let's say they do the act of kedushin, and he wrote her a ksuba, but, okay, he still hasn't brought her home. They haven't had yichud yet. She's still considered an arusa. Vena nesua shena ksuba osa nisun. So even though the ksuba is critical, it still's not that which produces the state of full marriage. Therefore, v'emes or garsha gova ikar ksuvasa b'meichorin, vena gova tosefes klau, hova lo kansa. So what's this case? So let's say he went ahead and dies, or he divorces her. So she's always able to go ahead and collect the ikar ksuva from his property. Okay. However, she would not collect the tosefes if they did not actually consummate the marriage. Avaim aras velokas of laksuva. But let's say he went ahead and did the maisa kedushin, but never wrote a ksuva for her, and then dies. Umeis agarsha via rusa, and she's still in the state of arusa. Ein la klom, she gets nothing. Vafilu ikar, even the minimum shear. Shelo tiknu la ikar ksuva acha tinase o acha yichto, because the idea of being responsible for the 200 dinar is or 200 zuz was only there either where she's already married or at least the ksuba was written. But before it was written, she's not entitled to it. So it's not something she can get if the ksuba hasn't been written. The Amare says bito, okay, let's say a person marries off his daughter, the chas of lo ksuva, right, and he wrote for her a ksuba, umeis or garsha, she dies, let's say, kashi nara, ksuva solavia, kamosh biyana. We saw this back in Parak Gimel, the ksuba ends up going to the father. Okay, lach yudbeis, v'chein, tiknu chachamim shekol nose besula, yes sameach yima shivas yamim. So we're all familiar with this, now to move away from ksuba. The chachamim misakin that when a man marries an unmarried, a woman who's never been married before, a basula, he must be happy with her for 7 days. Eina osteh pemlachto, he doesn't go to work. Velo noseh v'noseh v'shok, doesn't do any business. Ela ochel v'shoseh v'sameach. 7 days of eating, drinking, and being happy. Bein shaya bachar, bein shaya haya amon. Whether or not the chassan has been married before or not. Vim hay sebeula, right? But let's say he married someone who'd been married before. Ein pachos mishloshe yamim. Then it shouldn't be less than 3 days. Shetakanes chachamim hi livnos Yisrael. Sheyesameach ima beula shloshe yamim bein bachar bein almon. Because there's a takana by the chachamim that a chassan who marries a Jewish woman, right, should be, what it called, always be happy with her for at least 3 days. So they differentiate between an almon and a besula, but 3 days is that minimum. Halach yud gimel. Now, yeshul adam lisa nashim rabos ka'achas b'yom echad. A man can marry several women in one day, v'varach birchas chasanam l'kulak achas, and he can make one birchas chasanam for all the women. Aval l'simcha, when it comes to celebration, sarach l'smochim kol achas v'achas simcha ruyala. He must do a separate simcha for each one. In besula shiva, in beula shlosha, right? And if it's a besula seven, and if it's a beula shlosha, and here's the thing, ema arvin simcha besimcha. And as we know, one simcha can't overlap into another one. So that would mean discrete celebrations for each of the wives. Halacha yadalit. Okay, mutal ares. Now comes the question of when you're allowed to go ahead, which days of the week you're allowed to go ahead and do kiddushin. So Halacha Yadal, the Rambam says, Mutal Ares b'chol yom chol. So you're allowed to go ahead and do Erisin on any day of any weekday. If you do B'Tisha B'Av, Be'im Yom Alayla, even on Tisha B'Av, okay? Great day to do the act of Kiddushin. If I ain't nosin nashim, right? However, you don't do Nisuin, okay? Remember, that's already consummating the marriage. Lo be'er Shabbos, you don't do that on Fridays. Lo be'echa b'Shabbos, nor on Sundays. Gzera shema yavo lidei chilo Shabbos, b'tikun asu'udah shachasin tar b'sudaso. The concern by Chazal was that a person, the chassan would be involved in preparing the meal, on Shabbos, okay? And for the, let's say, for instance, the next day, as an example, on Shabbos itself, and he'll become a mechal Shabbos. Vein sarach lomar shasal yisa b'Shabbos, and of course, it's forbidden to go ahead and do the nisuin on Shabbos itself. V'afil b'chol shamoed, even on chol hamoed, ein nosin nashim, kamo shem yarnu. We saw this previously. You're not allowed to get, do nisuin on chol hamoed. L'vish ein marvin simcha b'simcha. We don't mix up one simcha and another. Shenemar, malei shvua zos, v'nitana lecha gam ez zos. That's from Lavan, when he, tricked, what do you call it, Yaakov, and with Leah and Rachel. So we do learn this idea of ein marvin simcha simcha from Lavan. Ushar yomim mutalisa isha b'chol yom shiyirta. Other days you can marry the woman any day he wants. V'hu shiyitrach besudas nisuin shlosh yomim kodem yom nisuin. What's important is that the chassan be involved, or it's not just him, but anyway, there has to be an involvement in this, in preparing the sudas nisuin 3 days before the nisuin. So whereas today we spend months preparing for a wedding, 3 days is all that's required to prepare for the sudas nisuin. Halacha tesvav. Okay, makom she'ein beizin yoshvim bo, ela b'sheni v'chemishi bovad. Let's say you live in a city where beizin only convenes on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay? Besula nises b'yom revi. A besula should get married on the, remember, consummating the marriage on Wednesday. Shem haisolo tainas besulam yashkan the beizin. Because if there's a claim about her being a virgin or not, beizin will be around. Mina chachamim hu, shanoseas b'ula yisena b'chemishi. And the minigah of the chachamim was that a man should marry a woman who is not a virgin, right, on Thursdays. Yisena b'chamishi, k'dei shiyah sameach ima chamishi ve'erv Shabbos, v'Shabbos. So he gets his 3 days of simcha in, v'yatzol l'mlachto yom rishon. And he goes right back to work on Sunday. Halacha tes zayin, hama'ares bito ketana. Okay, let's say a man marries off his daughter, v'tava habal l'nisuim, what do you call it? excuse me, excuse me. Okay. Let's say a man goes ahead and again marries off his daughter, and she's below the age, obviously, of being a bogeres. Both her and her father are allowed to go ahead and push off the actual consummation of the kedushin. Bein hi bein avia yichol na'akev shlotinase ad shetagdil. So they have the right. They have the right to say, until she's old enough, will the consummation of marriage will take place. V'tase na'ara, until she's a na'ara, v'imratzu lechantza kones. And at that point, if he wants to go ahead and bring her home, he's allowed to at that point. However, vein roy lasos kane. As we've seen consistently in these situations, the Rambam says it's not proper to act in such a way, but technically, halachically speaking, would be permitted. Okay, halachi at Zion. Irsa, let's say they do the act of kiddushin. Now remember, today, the wedding ceremony, we start with Birchas Erisin, we go into the Maisa Kiddushin, then Birchas Chasanim, then into Nisuin. Back then, there was a period, there was a break in between, as you'll see. So, irsa, visha kamashanim. Okay, let's say there's an erisin, a kiddushin takes place, and it ends up the nisuin gets delayed for years. Okay, vetava l'nisuin, right? Vare hi nara, right? What it called? He wants to marry her, and she's still nara. Nosun lo shnei masar chodesh miyamatvia lefarnes etz atzmi l'saki mashi tzrichalo. So at the point with where he wants to go ahead and consummate the wedding of the marriage, because remember they are technically married, they just haven't consummated. So once he makes the claim he wants to, so now she has 12 months to go ahead to basically get her act together. V'acharach tinasa, and then the nisuin will take place. Tava achar shebagra. Let's say he makes the request after she's a bogeris, she's already past age. Nosun la shnei masar chodesh miyom ha-beger. She gets 12 months from the time where she became a bogeris. V'cheinim kitsha biyom ha-beger, nosun la shnei masar chodesh miyom ha-kedushin, shu yom ha-beger. Kitsha achar shebagra. Now let's say the kedushin is done after she's a bogeris, which is the normal case. Im avro le'a shnei masar chodesh bibagrusa. If 12 months have gone by when she, from the time that she became a bogeris when he did the kiddushin. V'acharach diskatsha, einos la el shloshi yom yom atvia. So in a normal case, she gets 30 days. Once she's been a bogeris for 12 months, and then let's say the kiddushin takes place, the stam case is she would get 30 days. V'chein ma'aris is the be'ula, nosun la shloshi yom yom atvia. So too, if someone marries a woman who already was previously married, she would get that same 30-day period of time from kiddushin to, from erisin to nisun. Halach yod ches, Kishem shenosin zman leisha mishatava habal lefarnes etz atzma v'achach tinase kach nosin zman leisha lefarnes etz atzma mishatava isha also. So just like he can make the claim that he wants, he can make the claim that he wants an issuin to take place, and therefore she gets 30 days to get her act together. She could do the same to him, and he also gets a period of time. The kama nosin lo, right? How much does he get? Kama shenosin lo. Im shneimar sachodesh, shneimar sachodesh. Im shloshin yom, shloshin yom. Whatever age she's at, which would correspond to how much time she would get, he would get. So she would get 12 months, he gets 12 months. If she would get 30 days, he gets 30 days. Finally, Alach Yotes, and we're going to stop here. Higiyaz man shenasu l'ish v'lo nasa. Let's say this time was given to the man, and he doesn't go ahead and consummate the marriage. Nischayev b'mizanoseya afi shlokanas. He actually now has to provide for her, even though they have not consummated the marriage. So financial payments kick in. The Migia Hazman Be'echa B'Shabbos or Be'erev Shabbos, right? But let's say the final day of this arrangement, of the waiting period, it falls out on Sunday or Friday. Eino Ma'ala Mezonos Osayom, this is the payer that day, Neish Eino Yachol Lichnos, because he could have got, let's say he wanted to marry her on that day, he can't get married to her on that day because that's a day where he's not allowed to get married. Or that's due to Nisuin. V'cheinim Chola Hu Ohi Oshe Parsa Nida Kishigia Hazman, let's say one of them was sick, or she became a nida on that day, in a malala mazonos, he doesn't have to start providing for her, she's not able to be married on that day, achetitar, or achetavri, until she becomes tahor, or until she gets better. And in general, you're not allowed to marry a woman until she is healthy.